long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, in case you missed it, the House of Representatives, by a wide margin, I think only 12 Republicans voted no on this. They voted to make June 19th every year, Juneteenth Day, and a federal holiday. So that's like what, the 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, these national holidays. You can add another one to it. All it has to do is be signed by the president. He's flying home from Geneva even as we speak. But we will add another holiday to our list of federal holidays, and I assume that means you get an extra day off every year, which, by the way, most people anyway, would say, sure, another holiday? Of course, it costs the federal government a lot of money, you know, when you let everybody off. But that doesn't seem to mean anything. Anyway, coming up on the program, Tommy Pigott is Republican National Committee Rapid Response Director. What does that mean? Well, we'll talk about it. But we'll also talk about what has been going on for the last 8 days. The president abroad in England at the G7, at the NATO in Brussels, and then in Geneva with Vladimir Putin. And a lot of people have been commenting. My social media is blowing up. I mean, this is weird, and nobody thinks Biden did well. Nobody. The correspondence I've been getting, a big failure. Didn't come away with anything. The best thing they can say is, well, they're going to put our experts and their experts together to try and fight cyber terrorism. But nobody says how. Nobody says, you know, show me the details. The devil's in the details. We'll talk about that and more coming up with Tommy Pigott coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 531 right now, I was checking the incident list. Don't see too much there, but I do see a lot of rush hour slowing right now, especially on the 515 northbound of Boulder Highway, westbound at Eastern. We're also getting some backups on that transition ramp as you leave Interstate 15 north, merging over to 515 eastbound, where you'll tap the brakes there, 515 eastbound at Main Street. You're also bumper-to-bumper, 15 southbound at Charleston, 15 north at Sahara. And remember, the freeway off-ramp at Casino Center downtown is going to be closed beginning Monday through the 1st of September as they work on that $38 million viaduct rehabilitation project.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. Kawhi Leonard will miss Game 5 tonight against the Jazz with a right knee injury and could be out for the rest of the series. The Clippers said that Leonard suffered a right knee sprain in their win in Game 4, and there is no timetable for his return. Pitchers caught using illegal foreign substances to doctor baseballs will be ejected and suspended for 10 games as Major League Baseball is cracking down on the sticky stuff. Repeat offenders will receive progressive discipline, and teams and clubs will be subject to discipline for failure to comply. Vegas Golden Knights looking to take a commanding two-game lead in the Stanley Cup semifinal series against the Canadiens. Knights won Game 1 Monday 4-1, their fifth straight win in the postseason. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
All right, we've got lucky caller number 4, Marcus, on the line. If he answers this question, he wins a new car.
Let's do this.
Okay, for a new car, name the only actor to appear in...
And now a message from our sponsor.
With 24/7 support and quick and easy claims, Progressive protects what matters most. Progressive.
Films all in the same year.
Wait, sorry, I didn't hear the question.
30 seconds, Marcus.
Yeah, no, but there was an ad in the middle...
You didn't answer.
But I didn't hear anything.
Marcus, you dropped it in the dirt.
Progressive. There's never a bad time for great protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with 2 locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Today was an historic day. The summit, I mean, it was billed like a heavyweight UFC fight. You know. The build-up was, I think, better than what we ended up getting in 2 news conferences. There just wasn't a lot there. There wasn't a lot to see. But I found it interesting. I had a chance to visit with Tommy Pigott. He's the Republican National Committee Rapid Response Director. And I asked him, Rapid Response Director, what is that?
Yeah, it's kind of a... interesting title. Basically, what I do is keep tabs with my team on all the news that's coming out, and we're sort of the tip of the spear, if you will. We try to get the first reaction out there. We try to respond first, or if there's a blunder or something else that we see Biden or Kamala Harris doing, we try to get that out, make sure people see that, and as much as we can, just drive the narrative, make sure we're getting our ideas out and people know how much Biden's politics are failing.
Tommy, today, of course, it was the much-ballyhooed summit between Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden. Did you see much of it, and what did you make of it?
Well, I saw the press conference he had after and the brief interaction they had when going into the summit. The rest of it was closed to the press. Unfortunately, though, I thought, unfortunately for the country, I thought that he embarrassed himself, to be perfectly honest, and his whole trip was an embarrassment for the country. You have policies going into this. Biden waived sanctions on a Russian pipeline after canceling an American pipeline, giving a giant gift to Putin, basically completely giving away all the cards. And then afterwards, in the press conference he had by himself after the summit with Putin, he could give no clear answers of how they were going to stop things like cyber attacks, how they were going to address Russian energy interferences in Europe, which everyone agrees is a national security threat. He had no real answers. And the answers he did give were long and winding and didn't really say anything. So it was really an embarrassment, unfortunately, for the country.
I'm curious, at a news conference prior to the summit, it wasn't today, but he talked about if they do cyber stuff to us, we will respond in kind, and never... he hasn't mentioned yet that I know of what in kind is. Somewhere along the way over the last 8 days, have you heard what in kind is going to end up being?
No, he never has said so. And actually, his administration has been asked about this repeatedly because you have seen an uptick in cyber attacks from people based in Russia. At least that's what our intelligence tells us, or the publicly available intelligence, that, you know, that there are these increase in cyber attacks from the Russians on U.S. infrastructure. And so his administration has been asked repeatedly about this. And Jen Psaki, Joe Biden's press secretary, when asked, far from giving specifics, said, go talk to the Russian cyber criminals. So basically, they have no real plan, and they're not at all making that public, but it kind of is worrying that they have no real idea how to stop these attacks, and they've not really given any clear answers at all in that regard.
On Fox News, and I just saw just kind of a lower third graphic, that apparently the Russian Navy is doing all kinds of maneuvers in and around, I believe it was Hawaii. What do you know about that, if anything?
Well, I haven't heard about that specifically, but what I do know is that Russia has really ramped up a lot of its aggression towards American allies or American areas. You see it, for example, also in the Arctic, which is going to be a new area of competition because of the natural resources that are there. So across the board, Russia is really ramping up its aggressive posture. And it's because Biden is weak on Russia. He lifted sanctions on Nord Stream 2. He's not taking a hard line on these cyber attacks. And so Russia, I think, feels like they have a clear hand to take steps that really threaten U.S. national security. And Biden and his administration have had no clear response, no clear message to stop it. So if Putin's not stopped, he's just going to keep on going. And they have no plan to make sure that we protect U.S. national interests and keep Putin from really ramping up more this aggressive posture against our allies and other regions of the world.
Again, Tommy Pickett joining us, Republican National Committee Rapid Response Director. You touched on the Arctic. I never knew of the Arctic as being a hot spot. Obviously the energy stuff that is up there, I'm sure oil and gas is available in large quantities there. Why else would the Arctic be that important? Is it geographical or what?
Well, it's sort of a combination of both. First, Russia is a natural competitor for these resources in the Arctic because of their position on the globe. You know, they have this long border on the Arctic. And traditionally, Russia has been locked in ice. And so, but with new advancements in shipping and technologies, you have things such as icebreakers that let you traverse these areas. So the raw minerals and the oil is a huge aspect. But that does bring us in direct contact in many ways, or much closer contact with Russia. Because if you look at a map, Russia's across a big ocean. You know, if you look on a map, you're laying flat on the ground. But the world is, you know, as everyone knows, kind of is a round world. So our closest way to Russia is actually over the Arctic. So it's a natural competition for these resources. And we naturally have interests there with states like Alaska. And we have a huge Navy, and we want to be able to get these resources. There's a concerning trend with Biden cutting defense, for example. You need to make long-term investments to ramp up things like an icebreaker fleet in order to access these raw materials, in order to compete in this arena. And Biden is not really willing to make these investments, or at least doesn't seem willing, based off of his budget and based off of what he said. So this is one area where Biden is being weak on Russia, where he's kind of ceding, in lots of ways, dominance of this area, which is geographically important, but also dominance of these resources, which is extremely important because of their value, like oil, oil, gas, other raw materials that are all in this area of the Arctic.
Tommy, I know one of the things in the build-up to the summit was the whole issue of would Biden be bold enough to challenge Vladimir Putin? And I guess the question is, from either news conference, do we know if he actually challenged him?
Well, I think from his own admission, he didn't really challenge Vladimir Putin. He, in his press conference, described a very reconciliatorial tone towards Vladimir Putin. He did mention that he briefly brought up one issue or two issues that he wanted to mention, but in general, he was extremely reconciliatory, and there was no clear plan to actually stop the ways that Russia is threatening our security. And from as far as I can tell, and obviously, you know, none of us were in these conversations that he had with Putin, but as far as I can tell, there has been no evidence that he actually confronted Putin. And far from it, every single action he's taken has strengthened Putin's hand. So even if he did go to Putin and said, you know, knock it out, like Obama did when he had a summit with Putin, they did nothing to actually back up those actions. So words aren't enough at a certain point. Waiving sanctions on Nord Stream 2, but saying Russia don't build this pipeline won't stop Russia from building this pipeline. In fact, they're going right ahead with it. So in many ways, he's not being tough on Russia. He's not confronting Vladimir Putin in a way that protects our interests.
I know that former President Barack Obama got caught trying to do red lines. I heard more than once in both news conferences about the red lines. What are the red lines that we know of? And what kind of trouble might it get us into?
Well, I think one area that's sort of a bizarre answer he gave, and a lot of his answers, Biden's answers, were really bizarre and extremely hard to follow, which was extremely embarrassing for the country. But one of the areas he talked about was infrastructure and critical infrastructure. And he said he outlined 16 critical elements of critical infrastructure, 16 types of critical infrastructure. And he said to Putin, you can't attack or launch cyber attacks against these 16 critical infrastructure, which I think kind of gives two really worrying sort of conclusions. The first, in a sense, he gave Putin an instruction manual for how best to cyber attack the United States. He basically said, here are 16 most critical things. Please don't attack us. Well, he just sort of gave the game away. He kind of told Putin how to launch cyber attacks. And then secondarily, you know, what about everything else? So he named 16 areas that are critical infrastructure. What about everything that's not one of those areas?
That's a good question. And that, by the way, is why Tommy Pickett is so damn smart, that he picked apart that just a little part of the news conference. And he said, yeah, I gave him a thing of 16. I guess number 17 is okay. Number 18 is okay. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Front Lines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Good to have you with us for the ride home. Kevin Wall with you. Gentleman Jim Dallas on the other side of the glass. And Jim, you've come up with some numbers on the folks that have come across our border that are stunning.
It really is. I mean, when you take a look at May of this year compared to last year, illegal immigration has surged 674%.
Wow.
It's incredible. And as Biden completes his European tour, he's traveled there. Kamala has gone to Central America. But neither one, isn't it amazing, has actually made it to the southern border where all this chaos is going on. I think that's pretty bizarre.
Yeah, she was in South Carolina the other night, but can't get to the border.
Exactly.
Interesting. President Biden, talking at the news conference earlier today, talked of Russian interference in our elections. We've talked about it ad nauseum. Now the president's talking about it as well. Here it is.
That Russia tried to interfere in the last two presidential elections, and that Russia groups are behind hacks like SolarWinds and some of the ransomware attacks you just mentioned. Putin, in his news conference just now, accepted no responsibility for any misbehavior. Your predecessor opted not to demand that Putin stop these disruptions. So what is something that concrete, sir, that you achieve today to prevent that from happening again, and what were the consequences you threatened?
Whether I stopped it from happening again, he knows I will take action, like we did when this last time out. What happened was we, in fact, made it clear that we were not going to continue to allow this to go on. The end result was we ended up withdrawing ambassadors. We closed down some of their facilities in the United States, etc. He knows there are consequences. And look, one of the consequences that I shouldn't say this, unfair of me, I suspect you may all think doesn't matter, but I'm confident matters to him, and other world leaders of big nations. His credibility worldwide shrinks. Let's get this straight. How would it be if the United States were viewed by the rest of the world as interfering with the elections directly of other countries and everybody knew it? What would it be like if we engaged in activities that he is engaged in? It diminishes the standing of a country that is desperately trying to make sure it maintains its standing as a major world power. And so it's not just what I do. It's what the actions that other countries take, in this case Russia, that are contrary to international norms, it's the price they pay. They are not able to dictate what happens in the world. There are other nations of significant consequence, i.e. the United States of America being one of them.
There you go. There you go. That's President Biden in Geneva. They should be getting home sometime early evening, mid-evening to Washington, D.C. It's about an eight-hour flight from Geneva. Even when you get direct routes for Air Force One, it still takes you a while to get home. But they'll be offloading probably about 8 or 9 o'clock our time. So we'll keep track of that for you here on the radio station. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We'll wrap it up for a Wednesday right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Well, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump, but a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month.
Every single month.
You get another check.
Call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The last word goes to the president, who is winging his way home from Geneva even as we speak. This is Cut 5, and this is the president and the overview of the summit with Putin. Here it is.
Meet in person, so there can be no mistake about or misrepresentations about what I wanted to communicate. I did what I came to do. Number one, identify areas of practical work our two countries can do to advance our mutual interest and also benefit the world. Two, communicate directly that the United States will respond to actions that impair our vital interest or those of our allies. And three, to clearly lay out our country's priorities and our values so we heard it straight from me. And I must tell you, the tone of the entire meetings, I guess it was a total of 4 hours, was good, positive. There wasn't any strident action taken. Well, we disagreed, I disagreed, stated where it was. Where he disagreed, he stated. But it was not done in a hyperbolic atmosphere. That is too much of what's been